FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Hillary Clinton is getting back on the campaign trail today. She took 3 days off to recuperate from pneumonia.
Surrogates have filled in for Hillary Clinton since her seeming collapse Sunday at the September 11 memorial service in New York.
To stand in for Hillary today. She did it for me for a long time. It's about time I showed up and did it for her.
I need you to knock on doors. I need you to make phone calls. You got to talk to your friends.
Today, Hillary Clinton gets back on the trail with, as is often the case in presidential campaigns, a heavy flying schedule, starting with an education event in Greensboro, North Carolina, and ending here with an appearance at tonight's Congressional Hispanic Caucus dinner, where President Obama will be as well. Bob Costantini, Washington.
So what about Donald Trump's health?
Trump is releasing some new details about his health today. The Trump campaign, they plan to release a one-page medical summary, the results or some of the results of that physical that he had last week. Trump also sitting down to discuss his health in an interview that was taped on Wednesday with Dr. Oz. That interview will air later today in full. But some of the audience members leaving that taping told CNN that Trump said he doesn't exercise much, that he would like to lose between 15 and 20 pounds, and that he does take statin drugs to help lower his cholesterol.
Correspondent Sunlin Sirfani. Donald Trump says he would bridge the racial divide in the U.S. by bringing back jobs. In an interview with Bishop Wayne T. Jackson that aired last night, Trump said, quote, "I'm the least racist person that you've ever met." Metro Orange Line riders, be ready. The next SafeTrack surge starts today, and it'll be around for quite a while.
From now through the end of October, people who usually ride Metro's Orange Line between Vienna and West Falls Church may want to find another way to get around. Trains will single track between those stations as repairs are being made. This is Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
The difference will be basically the reduced number of issues that we have going forward. So when we complete this project, we will have done the Orange Line track. Okay, not we have other issues, as we all know, power and different things of that sort.
Shuttle trains and buses will be available, but they're expected to be packed. This will be the longest phase of SafeTrack so far. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A man, a woman, and a boy were shot and wounded last night in Manassas as they walked along a city street. Police say several men in two cars pulled up and started shooting. They think the incident may be gang-related. A few years ago, the Washington Redskins were considered the most valuable franchise in the NFL. On the latest list from Forbes, the Skins are number 5.
They're still at a higher valuation than they were last year. It's just that the rate of increase of some of the other teams has surpassed the Redskins' rate of increase.
Mark Gannis with Sports Corps Limited in Chicago says one reason is that other teams are building big new stadiums. FedEx Field isn't the mother of all stadiums like it used to be, but
if Dan Snyder is successful in getting a new stadium in the Washington area, I suspect we'll see him leapfrog with the Redskins over some of these other teams at that time.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And a new report by Harvard Business School says government gridlock is slowing the country's recovery from the recession. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,035. The Nasdaq at 5,174. Sports, the Nationals, NL East clinching magic numbers down to 7 after another win over the second place Mets. The Orioles moved to within a game of first place in the AL East with another win over the Red Sox. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable, and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's Medium Macchiatos and Lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Route 5 northbound. The crash north of Kirby Road before we get to Allentown Road. Please tell me everything moved to the shoulder. But then from Allentown Road north, just to get up onto the Beltway, that looks quite slow. Jammed out of Alexandria. Beltway delays extending across the Legion Bridge. All to go north on 295. Had two separate incidents near the 11th Street Bridge and the 3rd Street Tunnel. The cause of those delays. And now it looks like northbound on 295, you're focusing on a crash just before you get to Malcolm X. Now, let's get you into Virginia. We're on 66, westbound much better at 28 Centerville. Crash has been cleared. Eastbound still have heavy delays. Silver Spring signal light problems now reported, and authorities are aware of this. On Colesville Road, just inside the Beltway, you come up to the first light at Franklin Avenue, and then again at Sligo Creek Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures, no more record heat yesterday, all the way up to 95 degrees, record at Reagan National. Today, a few clouds and sunshine, 81 with that northeast breeze, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, 66. Cloud sunshine tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Centerville, 64 in Damascus, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Canada is going to begin offering heroin by prescription. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is going to be a big hour for us. Coming up in just 10 minutes, we're going to check in with Omarosa. If you're a fan of Celebrity Apprentice or The Original Apprentice, which I am, you either love her or you hate her, but either way, she is fascinating to talk to. Omarosa, working now for the Trump campaign. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. Well, and not alongside. You're over in Fort Belvoir.
I'm in Fort Belvoir at the Fort Belvoir Golf Club because WMAL is sponsoring a charity golf tournament here, benefiting the Operation Renewed Hope. Now, this is a charity that works to help homeless veterans, and it's a great charity. It's a great event. A lot of people starting to show up here. I went out and looked. People are on the putting greens. People are on the driving range. They're getting ready for their big game here today.
Are you going
to
get out there and golf, Brian?
Yeah, that won't be happening. but joining us now here is Angie Holbrook, Colonel Angie Holbrook, who is the garrison commander at Fort Belvoir. It's a pleasure to have you, and I want to apologize, if I could, just for a moment, for what happened early this morning as I came through the security checkpoint to get ready for this broadcast. There was a security incident, and I just want to say I apologize. It turns out that I forgot I had a drone in the back of my pickup truck. And as the guys were checking out my vehicle, they said, "Sir, what's in the case?" I said, "Oh, it's my drone." And there was a long pause. They said, "You have a drone, sir." And I said, "Yes, I have a drone." And he said, "Well, you know you can't fly that here." And I said, "Yes." Yeah, so we had to explain why I had a drone in the back of my pickup truck, which was, my hobby. So they were very polite, very nice, but I apologize if I caused any bells or alarms to go off. And if there's a report written about it later, I just want to get my apologies in.
I just make sure I spell your name right on the report.
On the report. Yeah. She says the brig is not open, but she may have to reopen
it. Keep an eye on him, Brian. Keep an eye on him, Colonel.
So we're very pleased to have this event here today. This is a lovely facility and a lovely golf. I mean, it's a gorgeous golf course. I've been, the sun came up a few minutes ago, and I was up standing out there during one of the breaks taking a look. This is world class.
It is world class. I think the great thing about Fort Belvoir's golf course is you get the private, top tier elite type course in a public price, and it is open to the public, and that's the great thing. We'd love to have our community come out and join us at events like this, and just any day of the week they can come play golf here.
Now, as I recall, this has been recently renovated out here, right?
Absolutely. So a couple years ago, the Army Museum was designated to come here to Fort Belvoir, and we're very excited. We just broke ground yesterday. Had the Army leadership down.
Congratulations. That's exciting. Yeah.
So, but in doing so, we had to take about five holes of the golf golf course out, which is a substantial, made a substantial dent. And so we had to do some repositioning, and we have a great team here at Fort Belvoir, the pros here, and the groundskeepers, and just got it back into condition, and it's back in championship shape.
Well, listen, it is a lovely facility. And by the golf club here is very nice, and the people are just fantastic. So again, we're very, very happy to be associated with such a quality place and such a quality event. Talk a little bit about the mission, if you could.
So Fort Belvoir is a unique installation. We have approximately about 39,000 civilian soldiers and contractors that work here at Fort Belvoir proper, but a lot of the strategic logistics and intelligence and a lot of things that we do at the strategic level for our country happens right here at Fort Belvoir.
Mm. When soldiers get assigned to Fort Belvoir, Colonel, what's the reaction usually like? I've got to think that for many of them it's exciting to be so close to the Pentagon, but at the same time, you know, Northern Virginia, D.C. area, it's got to be a lot more expensive to bring their families here. Are there compensations made for that?
Yeah, absolutely, and the good thing about our military and then the benefits that you know Congress gives us, the purse strings guys, is that they do compensate our military with cost of living so that we don't out of pocket, especially our younger soldiers who don't make as much money as colonels do. So
yeah.
Absolutely, that is one of the things that is good about this area.
We're so pleased to be working with this charity, Operation Renewed Hope, because I think you know that you may not know, but WMAL has a history of working very closely with veteran groups. What does it mean as somebody who's in charge of this base to be involved in an event like this?
Well, I tell you, this, like many posts that are around, communities that are around Army or military installations, it really relies on our communities to help us, get things done, and it also it's good when you're away from wherever you're originally from that people embrace you, and that is exactly what happens in Northern Virginia, is that the community here is just embraces the soldiers, embraces the service members and the operations that we do here, and we try to keep down the noise. We don't do too many flybys or whatever. it makes it all the more easy to do the jobs that you have to do when you have people around you that support you.
Good, Colonel. I've driven around the fort before, and by the way, I eventually brought it down to the posted speed limit. I had no idea how slowly you had to drive.
Yeah, they're serious about that.
Oh, boy, it's very slow. But I was struck by how many families are there. There are a lot of children, a lot of spouses, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the facilities there. It's a beautiful fort.
It is, and we've been privileged because as some of the bases and posts have closed across the nation, we've actually grown here at Fort Belvoir, and we have eight child development centers, which range from newborns all the way to preschool, and it's just a growing population of people that we support. But this is a hub, and people choose to come to Fort Belvoir, and they can go to any installation in the National Capital Region. They choose to come here because the services are so great.
You know, I have heard, a little birdie told me, that on occasion you get a very special visitor here at this golf course.
We do.
That there is a certain first golfer who uses military golf courses both here and around the area, and he comes out here fairly regularly?
He does. I just took over about a month ago, and he's been on vacation, so I haven't seen him yet, but I hear tell that he will visit me in the near future.
I guess that's a real exciting time when the President of the United States comes to play a round of golf.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I don't want to drag you into politics, of course, but, if Donald Trump wins the presidency, are you worried that he might put his name on your golf course? He tends to do that a lot.
I think it's the fifth I'm supposed to take.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the fifth. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's for the Clinton team. Oh, never mind.
Oh,
all right.
You talk about just being here on the job. What are your you've been in Washington for a while, but this is a new job. What are your impressions of the job thus far?
Well, being the garrison commander is like being a mayor, and so you get the whole gamut of services, and I worry about trash pickup, and I worry about the plumbing and heating and air conditioning, things that I never before had in my wheelhouse. So yeah. I've got to learn a lot about that kind of stuff.
And reports of reporters who come through the gate
with drones.
Or
talk show hosts that drive over 20 miles an hour.
Right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your hospitality. Thank you so much for allowing us to work with your golf course and your golf club to put on this charity event that will help the homeless veterans. Angie Holbrook, the garrison commander. Colonel, it's so good to have you here.
Thanks
a lot. It's now 8:15 on WMAL.
It is. Omarosa is next. But first, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Get ready for the ride between Urbana and the Beltway. We've had two separate incidents. You should find lanes open now. That extends on to the 270 spur. Beltway and Tyson's. First of all, leaving Springfield to Annandale. You get just a brief break, and then you'll hit it slow again, 66 to the Legion Bridge. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, what do you say? We have delays heading out of Virginia on the outer loop of the Beltway. Yep, leaving Alexandria. That was all to cross the Wilson Bridge to focus to go north on 295. Had some big delays with the incidents on the freeway. Now, north on 295 as you approach the Naval Research Lab and Malcolm X, we had one in the backups that was breaking up some of that volume. Now, let's get you into a town, or trying to get into Silver Spring off the Beltway. Some signal light issues at Franklin Avenue as you extend down to Dale Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today in the nation's capital. Sunny skies, a few clouds up there just to break it up. Cooler than yesterday's record highs, though. Today's high is 81 degrees. Tonight, some clouds, then a low of 66. And tomorrow, pretty much the same as today with a high of 82. Right now, 73 degrees at 8:16.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
You know, when you reach a point in the American culture where you're just a one-namer, you know, I'm talking like Cher, Madonna, Elvis. Bono, Elvis, exactly, you know you've done something. And so joining us right now is another one-namer, Omarosa.
Wow.
You right?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Good morning. you're actually talking to us from the Trump Hotel in D.C. Tell me about the, how's it looking? How's the hotel?
The hotel is beautiful. I am here. We did our soft opening on Monday the 12th. The official opening is on the 16th. And we have some very special guests to kick off the opening.
Yeah. Like?
Like the next president of the United States.
Well, of course, Omarosa is also working for the Trump campaign. And I love this. You are speaking to the Congressional Black Caucus tonight. What are you going to tell them? Because that's not going to be a very welcoming room.
Oh, my gosh, I've got panels, I've got meet and greets, but I'm hosting a reception here at the new Trump Hotel for African-American Republicans. You know, there are tons of them, and we have a lot of partners, African-American GOP partners and chiefs of staffs and all of that. And so what better way to engage the African-American community than to invite them to a beautiful hotel and give them lots of food and alcohol?
Omarosa, I have heard anecdotally through the grapevine of some Hillary Clinton people who are working inner cities like urban Philadelphia and other major population centers around the country, and their stated goal is to go out and to do the same thing that you're doing for the Trump campaign, to go into these communities and make the case for Hillary Clinton. And what I am hearing anecdotally is that they're not being received very warmly, that there is not a great deal of affection for Hillary Clinton in some of these communities. Do you get a sense that that is the case?
Well, certainly, you know, the Democrats have had a stronghold on the African-American vote for years. And, look, Barack Obama got 94% of the African-American vote. And so we are in this area that has traditionally not played well for Republicans. But what's happening with Hillary is that African-Americans are not supporting her. In fact, I saw that she had a drop of like 14-15% of African-American voters, and that's really all that we really need. We don't necessarily need to have a huge turnout of African-Americans for Mr. Trump. We just need them not to turn out for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's sort of what I was getting, is that they're not enthusiastic, and therefore they might not go to the polls in large numbers.
In fact, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing a lack of enthusiasm, a lack of engagement, and we are hearing that African-Americans are just not going to support her in the same way that they supported Bill Clinton or that they supported Barack Obama. And a lot of that has to do with some of the things that she's done in the past and some of the things that she supported in the past, particularly the crime bill is one of the examples that a lot of the African-Americans state to me is a big issue for them, or gutting out the welfare to work program that she was a big part of. So it's interesting to hear what the other side is battling. Yeah. I have my own challenges as well. We started out at 1% of African-American supporters, but now we're at 10%. And by Election Day, I hope to be at least 15 to 20%, which would be more than any Republican candidate has gotten in the history of presidential elections.
Where are you getting 10%? I have not seen that poll, and that should get more publicity. Is that an internal poll?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I have all of the polling data right here.
All right, 10% of the black vote I have not seen. That's something.
Yeah, it's huge, right?
Let me ask you this, Omarosa. You said tonight you're going to be talking to African-American Republicans, and I know that there are plenty of them out there, and it's tough to be a black Republican in America. You're called some of the worst names in the book. Have you been a Republican this whole time, or have you just turned into a Republican for Donald Trump?
No, I'm a Trumplican.
A Trumplican.
A Trumplican. I like that.
A whole different category of political
support.
Well, listen,
you've had great people say nasty things about you in your history, including, listen, anybody who
I'm not in any way... In any way, I can't be sensitive. You
right,
have to
exactly.
Understand. First of all, I started out in the Clinton White House way back in the day. And during that time, the second term, we were going through impeachment hearings. We were going through all kinds of other investigations. And people were calling me names for standing by and working in that administration after he, had been found out that he was messing with interns and all that. And so even way back there, 20 years ago, people were like, why are you doing that? Da-da-da-da. So fast forward, I'm now in a political environment where, people are, wondering why would you support Donald Trump or why are you loyal to him? And I can tell you very, very clearly that for 20 years I've supported the Democrats, and for
right.
20 years we have been, we've gotten the short end of the deal. African Americans have been extremely loyal to Democrats, and then you look at cities like Chicago, where 3,000 people have died, 3,000 murders have died, murders have occurred, and 70-80% of them are African Americans. African American young men under 30. 60% of them are unemployed or not in school.
Well, I want the elevator pitch. When you have the opportunity to talk to a black Democrats who you want to persuade to vote for Donald Trump, what is the hard sell? What is the most important thing that you share with them? And what has been most successful in persuading people to reconsider how they're going to vote?
Very clearly, very easily, jobs. African Americans want jobs. They want an opportunity to provide for their family. They don't want handouts. They just want jobs. And what's happening is our jobs are being shipped overseas. Our jobs are being sent to other places. Or in fact, illegal immigrants are taking up jobs that traditionally African Americans would take. And so we want jobs. And so Donald Trump is going to be the greatest job creator president we've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And I want to share that information about the polls. I should have had them in front of me. I've got a stack.
Oh, that's okay.
The YouGov Economist poll has him right at 8 to 9%. And then we also have the 10% poll, which is also in the Boston Herald and Franklin Pierce University poll.
Great.
And so, and you should take a look at that. Because
no, thank you for that. And I want to bring some more attention to it.
We're very excited about it.
I have not seen
and
it. That's a big number.
It's not being covered.
No. Listen, Omarosa, we're almost out of time, but I got to ask you. I'm a huge fan of The Apprentice. Always have been. I hated you. You were awful until
that was the point.
Until, but wait, until you speaking of immigrants, until you pissed off Piers Morgan. And then at that point, it's like, okay, if Piers Morgan hates her, she's got to be good. Do you guys have any relationship at this point? Do you get along?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. Every reality show has a villain. And so 14 years ago on The Apprentice, absolutely, I was the villain. I was the girl that came into the boardroom and shook things up.
Yeah, and you did it well.
I had a lot of fun doing that. But with Piers, we actually have a very cordial relationship. The last time I saw him, he had his kids with him. He wanted me to take pictures with him. And we had a great conversation. You know what? What happens in the boardroom stays in the boardroom. Everybody knows it's a game show. There's only one apprentice winner at the end of that game show. And the rest of us, we just have a lot of fun.
Not going to lie, I'm a little disappointed that you get along with Piers Morgan now. But other than that, Omarosa, good talking.
I said cordial.
Oh, cordial. All
he's
right.
Not like
there
my BFF or anything.
Ah, redemption. Thank you, Omarosa. Good to have you.
Thanks, Bruce.
8:24 on WMAO.
There's still plenty of time to hang out on your deck or patio and enjoy the warm weather, but only a limited time to enjoy 25% off all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. Financing available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today for your free estimate.
Are you one of those people who won't go to the dentist because you have dental fear? I was one of those people. A recent study shows that one of the top reasons people won't go to a dentist regularly is because of their dental fear. I mean, going to the dentist is like, you know, having dinner with Piers Morgan. No one wants that experience. But I found out there is another way. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Dr. Rob, Dr. Deb, they are incredible. And if you have dental fear like I did, they will erase it because not only are they amazing dentists, but they also go through the process with you in such a compassionate and deliberate way. You're not going to have the anxieties that you used to. And by the way, if you do and you still have that fear and there's major issues going on, well, they are experts in sedation. And sedation dentistry has been such a godsend to people who just can't make it through a visit for one reason or another. They're the experts in this area. You got to call them, please. Rocky's going to take care of you over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Don't put it off anymore. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Arlington, trying to use Route 50. A little bit tough. Eastbound, inbound 50, Arlington Boulevard. Right as you come up the South Glebe Road, this is as you're heading toward the Fort Myer area. That's where you have a crash at the intersection of 50 and Glebe. Watch for police to get you around. 66, heavy, out of Gainesville mostly, off and on and through Centerville, Fair Oaks, and toward the Beltway incidents out of the roadway for now. On the trip inside the Beltway, we're bunched up through Falls Church each direction. On the American Legion Bridge interloop, just before we get to the bridge span, we had the incident was blocking one lane. That's why we have those hefty delays through there. Let's get you inside the Beltway through Riverdale on the BW Parkway after 410 for the crash. And on the George Washington Parkway northbound at the Memorial Bridge incident, traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high yesterday of 95, now replaced by some cooler weather, a gusty breeze around, a mix of clouds and sunshine in 81 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 8:27.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Coming up on WMAL, CNN's Jake Tapper, up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station,
where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It's back to campaigning today for Hillary Clinton after several days of rest and recuperation at home.
It's being described as Hillary Clinton's doctor's note. The new letter from Hillary Clinton's personal physician, Dr. Lisa Bardak, essentially describes the treatment she received for what the doctor characterized as non-contagious bacterial pneumonia.
Correspondent Jill Johns, meanwhile, how is Donald Trump's health?
We know that Donald Trump doesn't exercise all that much. We know he wants to lose about 15 pounds, but we don't know a whole lot of details, and that's largely because even though he released the results of his recent physical to Dr. Oz, he still hasn't made them public. His campaign says that's going to come later this morning, but he did rely on a little reality television flair in terms of revealing these results on daytime TV.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, Trump's appearance on the Dr. Oz show airs later today. The longest surge yet in Metro SafeTrack program is underway this morning. Starting today and for the next 6 weeks, Orange Line trains will continuously single track weekdays between Vienna and West Falls Church. A Republican lobbyist is now offering a $100,000 reward for information that will solve the July murder of a Washington staffer for the Democratic National Committee. 27-year-old Seth Rich was shot to death near his home July 10th. Police have been unable to find clear leads or suspects. Lobbyist Jack Berkman says he hopes his reward will finally get to the truth. D.C. police are updating their policy on body cameras after it came out that an officer involved in a fatal shooting over the weekend had not turned his camera on. From now on, officers will have to confirm to dispatchers that they have indeed turned their body cameras on. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,035, the Nasdaq at 5174. Sports, the Nationals beat the Mets again, cutting their magic number to 7. The O's win again, moving to within a game of Boston. WNBA, the Mystics are in Atlanta tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson. If you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit Thompson Creek .com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway tied up, leaving Tysons to the American Legion Bridge. But on the bridge, crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder, so your lanes have been released. On 270 from Urbana, off and on down to the 270 spur, heavy delays. We had two separate accidents this morning. Those are long gone. Heading into town, we had two accidents, one on the 11th Street Bridge, one on the freeway beyond that near the 3rd Street Tunnel, causing big delays, not just on 295 from the Beltway, but backing up the Beltway out of Alexandria, so be prepared for that. Southbound, the only reason on 295 we have a little gap is that commuters are tied up now on 50 just inside the Beltway. Do watch for police at the crash south of 410. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Back to reality now. Temperatures down closer to normal after a record of 95 yesterday. Some clouds, a gusty breeze this morning. Clouds, sun, breezy this afternoon, 81. Tonight we fall back to 66. On Friday, clouds and sunshine up near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Dumfries, 71 in Bethesda, 71 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson broadcasting live here from the Fort Belvoir Golf Club as we are carrying out the WMAL charity tournament, golf tournament, benefiting the Operation Renewed Hope, which is a charity that helps the veterans who are homeless. So that's what we're all about today. I'm here at Fort Belvoir, Larry O'Connor back at the station, and joining us on the line right now is our good friend Jake Tapper from CNN. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning to you.
All right. So, Jake, my first question has to do with all of the discussions that we've had this week regarding health. It all started when Hillary had that bad moment there at Ground Zero and seemed to be sort of carted off in a van after she had some kind of episode. But we've learned a lot more since then about her health, and Donald Trump also talked about his health yesterday. How important is that going to be in this election?
I don't know how important it's going to be to voters, but I'm a reporter. I have a more myopic view, I guess some would say. And, you know, I'm just a big believer in transparency. Transparency when it comes to tax returns, transparency when it comes to medical records. And, you know, I think that the American voter has the right, not an enshrined constitutional right, but a right as a citizen, to know about the health of these two candidates. They are the two of the oldest candidates in the history of this country. Trump would be the oldest president if he's elected. Hillary Clinton would be the second oldest, while Reagan edges her out by just a few months. And, you know, to be completely frank, I don't look at either of them and think that they are, you know, the epitome of fitness and health, and I think that voters have a right to know what's in the medical records in terms of how their health is. Hillary Clinton has divulged more at this point than in the last two presidential contests. Unfortunately, both Obama and Romney didn't share much. McCain shared quite a bit. Bob Dole has shared quite a bit. But I think it would be great to have even more information, more actual medical records from Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump has really showed very, very little. She has revealed much more than him. And, you know, for somebody who, by his own admission, doesn't exercise, is overweight, and eats a lot of fast food, I think it's fair to get records. I mean, we know that he takes a statin to lower his cholesterol. Okay, well, what is his cholesterol? How big a problem is that? I think that these things are issues that voters have a right to make.
Okay. And although, to be fair, Donald Trump has not had any sort of public passing out episodes like Hillary Clinton has, and this one that we just had is not her first. And setting aside the release of medical records, the way the Clinton campaign handled the information flow on this and handled the press pool during those 90 minutes at 9/11 speaks much more, doesn't it, about how they deal candidly with the public and with the press.
I'm not gonna make any excuses for that. How they handled that, I beat up their campaign manager pretty good on my show the day after Robbie Mueller came on to talk about it. I mean, I completely agree. Why not disclose on Friday that she had pneumonia? Why not disclose to the press pool immediately that she was leaving the event? Why not disclose immediately that she had pneumonia? Why did it take so long? I agree. All of these things are questions about how they handle information. And as David Axelrod put it, her and her campaign's penchant for secrecy. But I just want to say, Larry, Hillary Clinton had a very public event where she appeared to collapse, and I agree that that raises more questions right now than it does about Donald Trump's health. But I don't know if your parents are alive, and I hope they are. But, you know, my parents are in their 70s, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on that is, you know, when they're not in public. I mean, that's old. 69 is old. 70 is old. And just because some things happen in public and some things, you know, might happen in private, I just think that we as voters have a right to know. Yes, absolutely. The question right now is the focus is on Hillary Clinton because of the episode on Sunday and how it was handled, which was abysmal.
Well, and to that point, Jake, I want to ask you, because it seems like the more information we get, the more questions we have, and maybe that's just, you know, the nature of the beast when you're running for president. But they issued this statement yesterday saying she has a mild bout of pneumonia, not a big deal, just one lobe of her lungs. Don't be worried, it's okay. She's on antibiotics, and they even claim, I don't know how this is true because I'm told it's not possible, but they say she's not contagious. I'll take their word at it. Other doctors say there's no such thing as a non-contagious form of pneumonia, but take that for what it is. But if it's such a minor deal and such a mild bout of pneumonia, why is she then passing out on the street?
I mean, I'm not here to represent the campaign. I
know, but I mean, these are the questions that come up, don't they?
For the record, I mean, I have heard from doctors that there are different kinds of pneumonia. Some are contagious, some are not contagious, but I agree. And you're right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you said the more information is released, the more questions there are. But that's exactly why politicians don't like to release information, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And look, I mean, this is why Donald Trump has not released any tax returns. This is why, you know, there are so many questions that we have about both candidates. But really, honestly, just to be scrupulously fair, when it comes to transparency, neither of them are going to win any awards. But she has released more information than he has. It's not even close. I mean, it's just an empirical fact. And as somebody who values transparency, I want them both to release as much information as possible. For her, that means even more medical records. For him, that means any medical records. And for him, it also means tax returns. And I think
we as voters have a right to know this information.
I agree.
By the way, I just don't want to align myself with the idea that 70 is very old. I have a lot of 70-year-old friends. I don't want to associate myself with that one, Jake. I'm going to get in trouble. Really fast, Jake.
That's just an empirical fact.
Are you kidding? Life expectancy these days is... let me ask you this real fast, Jake. You were pretty prescient during the primaries to pretty much early on say you don't see a way that Donald Trump doesn't win the nomination. You also said right now it looks, you know, pretty tough for him to win the presidency. Polls have changed quite a bit. A lot of people are reassessing that. Where do you stand?
Well, I've never said that he can't win.
Oh, no, I know. You just said it looks tough. Yeah.
He has to run an inside straight. I mean, I think everybody realizes that. I'm looking at Pennsylvania, my home commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Look, Barack Obama went there this week, and that's like, oh, really? You think, like, you really need to rally the base in Philadelphia? That's interesting, because Pennsylvania is in play. Absolutely. If Barack Obama is still going to Philadelphia in 7 weeks, then Hillary Clinton has problems.
Great point, Jake.
It's possible. Absolutely. I just think that the electoral math is tougher for him than her.
Amen. All right, we got to leave it there. Looking forward to State of the Union this weekend, as always. Thanks, Jake. 844 on WMAO.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I want to talk to you now about healthcare and specifically Principal Medical Group, because they approach healthcare, well, differently than you're used to it being approached. If you're like me, you like convenient access to your primary care doctor, right? You can't put a price on that. That means phone calls, emails, same day appointments, right? I've seen what they do over Principal Medical Group, concierge medicine model. They're fantastic at it. And it's going to make all the difference in the world for you. I'm so impressed with how they put their patients first. Dr. Jones and the team over there at Principal Medical Group, and it really is an entire team, all of them, care about you and offer you the timely quality care that you deserve. No more waiting lists, no more delays for appointments, no more doctors being late for appointments. They ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Also, as area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Yeah, that's right. Women suffer from this as well, and it's a serious deal. So visit Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group. They're located over in McLean. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Here's the number, 703-663-8824. 703-663-8824, or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. Running a little late here, 8:46. Let's go straight to WML Traffic and Weather with Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And that's exactly what some of our commuters are saying, but they know what's going on heading into town because we have two separate accidents, one on the 11th Street Bridge and one before the 3rd Street Tunnel, really tying up that 295 trip each direction. Inbound Suitland Parkway back near Route 5, and then that takes a lot of heavy traffic onto the inbound Douglas Bridge as an alternate. Now let's get you into Virginia, 395 again, most of the way from Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge with a heavy volume. Heading Glebe Road and through Arlington, heading toward the Chain Bridge, unusually heavy. Police say nothing in the way, but definitely watch for those delays there. And in Arlington, inbound 50, Arlington Boulevard at North Glebe Road for crash. Watch for police to direct. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures, no more record heat. Yesterday, all the way up to 95 degrees, record at Reagan National. Today, a few clouds and sunshine, 81 with that northeast breeze, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, 66. Cloud sunshine tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:48.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Once a stereotype has been ingrained in our brain, it's hard to push out. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I want to tell you about this interesting study done at Harvard. Researchers gave participants two names, John and Elizabeth, and asked them who they thought was a doctor and who they thought was a nurse. Most people said both scenarios were equally likely, but subconsciously, they were more likely to associate John, a man, with doctoring, and Elizabeth, a woman, with nursing. Now, how do we know this? Because they gave the people two words and then asked them to press a button if the words were related. Concepts that are linked more closely are processed more quickly. That is to say that people press the button faster if the word doctor was paired with John instead of Elizabeth. Even after they were told John was a nurse and Elizabeth was a doctor, those implicit biases still didn't change. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, as we try to wind down the rush hour, a little bit tough on the Beltway, Virginia, outer loop as you leave Springfield up ahead of Van Dorn, crash right side. Also, inner loop tied up most of the way without break to the American Legion Bridge. The earlier accident gone. DC 295 still from the Beltway northbound in delays onto the freeway from incidents out of the way. Southbound on DC 295 looks like we have a new problem now. Just as you pass East Capitol Street, EDOT, please tell me they're on their way. And a reminder, now we're in Safe Track Surge number 9. Orange Line train single tracking between Vienna and West Falls Church for the next 42 days. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Attention barbecue buffs. Dickie says classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoke low and slow on a brioche bun. Served up at the prices that are darn tasty too. Come on in and get you some Dickie's. We speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures, no more record heat yesterday, all the way up to 95 degrees, record at Reagan National. Today, a few clouds and sunshine, 81 with that northeast breeze, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, 66. Clouds, sunshine tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 8:56.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window Man can.
See us for saving details.
Special thanks to all the people here at Fort Belvoir for letting us come out here and do part of our broadcast from here. And they're teeing off, Larry, as I speak.
Well, get out there. Get a hole in one.
Yeah, right.
Coming up tomorrow, Brett Baer, Trevor Maddich. It's the Drive at 5. We'll talk about how Hillary did on her first day back on the campaign trail. Up next, the one and only Chris Plant.
Hey now. Hey, Donald Trump doing real well in the polls nationally and in key swing states in Florida and Ohio and Nevada. Hillary declining, Trump rising. What is this? Revenge of the Washington...